Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Perry Bell. On today's program, I speak with Brenda Duncan, Knoxville School Transportation Director, about the rules and safety when on a bus.
With Brenda Duncan, Transportation Director for the Knoxville and Pleasantville School Districts, dealing with the buses and vans and all that kind of stuff for transportation. And how many years have you been doing this, Brenda?
Hi, Perry. I've been here right at 7 years, starting my seventh year at the district.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us today on Let's Talk. Let's talk about school bus safety and when the lights come on.
You need to be aware and be watching and be ready to stop. That's a notice for you that the bus is approaching a bus stop and we'll be picking up some students. The signs will come out. And the lights will be on. And we do have outside cameras on our buses to watch the stop arms. So if someone does unfortunately go across through a stop arm, we can go back and review that. And I work with the city police and the county police to follow up with those events.
And they'll get a ticket, won't they?
Yes, they sure will.
What are the various color lights on the buses?
We have the yellow ones for warning that the bus is stopping to approach. And the red is the bus is stopping and stop arm is coming out.
So just be prepared and use common sense.
Correct,
right?
Yes. It's like when you meet emergency vehicles, they all have lights. If you see lights flashing, be prepared to stop and be very observant.
And what are some of the rules for riders on the buses?
Well, we like to tell our riders to make sure they arrive at the stops and at their homes. Make sure they're ready at least 5 minutes prior to the bus stopping to pick them up. And make sure they're not crowding the area where the bus will be stopping. Take their time, wait for the bus to come to a complete stop, and the driver at that point will open the door and motion them to come onto the bus. And then when they get on the bus, we would like them to promptly get to a vacant seat, sit down, so we can move on to the next stop to stay consistent with our times. And then when they're on the bus, they like to use their classroom voices and make sure they're using appropriate language and being kind to the driver and the students on the buses with them. But most importantly, they need to sit down. And sometimes I know they need to go three to a seat just for the town stops. We have the extra students on there and just to keep everybody safe.
And how big are the buses again?
We have ones that are rated 65 passengers that comfortably will sit 43.2 per seat. And the 77 passengers that are rated that way are 51.2 per seat. Now, like I mentioned earlier, occasionally we have to go three per seat when we get into town and pick up all the town students, but that's doable. We watch and review the cameras just to make sure students are sitting down, and if they are not, we follow up with the principals and go from there.
And how many buses serve the Knoxville School District?
We have 9 bus routes and 10 city stops. Now our bus routes and go out into the country, pick up the students, which is approximately anywhere from 350 to 400 riders amongst those 9 buses. And our 10 bus stops, we're picking up anywhere from 250 to 300 students to get them all to school safely. So again, that's why we reiterate, let's all sit down, use our inside voices, and get to school safely.
And there's just as many town stops, is that correct?
Correct.
And 350 to 400 students, that's a busy morning.
It is. And that's why it's very important for people to be ready, the students to be ready at their stops, ready to go when the driver pulls up.
And I understand there's going to stop change in the near future.
That's correct. We are going to be moving, the Methodist Church stop, which is currently going to be moved to 2nd Street in East Montgomery, which would be 217 2nd Street. We have to move that stop, unfortunately, because some students have been destroying property, and we do not want that to happen any longer. So we found a nice place for them to move to that will keep them safe and right there on the corner and have the buses pick them up. So information will be coming out about that to the riders and to a social media blast.
Okay, and I understand part of the job this year, which is a change from past years, is Pleasantville School District is included in the job with Knoxville and Pleasantville for transportation.
Correct. That's been an open-armed invitation, I guess. Bill and I have opened that and gone over there and met with the drivers and reviewed their routes, and they've had a great bunch of people over there. It's been easy to make the change for us in the transition. They currently have 6 full-time routes and drivers, and they have 5 city bus stops that we assist with from time to time.
And I understand their rules for riding the bus is probably the same as over here.
It sure is. It's like their students as well. Have them ready at the stops prior to the bus coming there, and when they get on the bus, desk, make sure they're sitting down and being quiet and listening to their bus driver.
And your district mechanic is Bill Burkhart. He's been on the job 3 years, and you've been on the job 7 years, is that right?
That's correct.
Can you talk a little bit about the mechanical work that takes place with buses from both communities?
Sure. Bill's real good about, we have, in our fleet here in Knoxville, we have 18 buses and 8 vehicles. In Pleasantville, they have 9 buses and 5 vehicles. So his goal, obviously, is to keep the vehicles and buses all running smoothly and safe for all the students and staff that use them from day to day. And we have a lot of students we transport in the cars on a day-to-day basis here and in Pleasantville. And when Bill needs to work on a Pleasantville vehicle or bus, he'll bring it over here to the Knoxville bus barn and work on him, and when he's done, he just takes him back. So that works out real smooth, and we have a good transition with all that.
And so the job has kind of worked pretty well going back and forth with both schools?
It has, because most generally when he needs something, I go over there as well and check in with the drivers and make sure all their paperwork's in order and works really well.
And I understand their director of buses retired, and that kind of forced the merger, right?
Correct. Doug Teal did retire after 29 years in Pleasantville, which opened the door and opportunity for us to merge together, as you stated, and it's been a great time.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, Brenda?
Just everybody be safe and be watching for our buses and students walking around and driving around, and let's have a good school year.
Thanks to Brenda Duncan for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.